Bob Lederer, the chair, and I will now call the roll. Teresa Allen.
Present.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Teresa
Allen. Teresa Allen is present.
Okay. Carolyn Burden. Fred Blair.
Could people mute, please, if they're not speaking?
Now, as to Jim Brown and Jane Zara, unfortunately, the WPFW LSB had to schedule its meeting tonight, so they won't be able to come on. Maria Elena Castellanos. Okay, Mark Hernandez. Cynthia Johnson. Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Janet Coburn.
Present.
Hank Lamb had said he won't make it. I'm Bob Lederer. Frank Lefevre. Michael Novick.
Present.
Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Serene Roberts. Okay, she was with us a minute ago. Richard Uzel said he won't be able to make it. Margie Wilkinson.
I'm here.
And as I mentioned, Jane Zara is on the PFW LSB in their meeting tonight. Now, I heard some beeps.
Serena's back. I got dropped.
Okay. And I heard a second beep. Is there another person who didn't respond to the roll yet? Okay. Well, by my count, we have 7, and quorum for the committee is 10. So under Robert's rules, it is permissible for a committee to decide if there's urgent business to go ahead and hold business in the absence of a quorum, subject to, of course, every decision that it makes can be and needs to be revoted at the next meeting. So I would suggest that since the National Board has mandated that they want the elections to go forward, that we should go ahead and try to get through at least, you know, a portion of our business tonight, subject to ratification, and schedule a new meeting for, you know, fairly near future. So I'll open discussion on that before we get into anything else. Comments on that suggestion?
Janet Kay.
Yes.
I'm just wondering if we should put scheduling the next meeting first.
Sure, we could do that.
I'm sorry, are we talking about the agenda now?
No,
or about
no.
Your
Yeah, actually,
okay.
It's true.
Right.
Yeah, technically, we first should decide whether to move forward as I proposed, and then if yes, then, well, either way, we have to set a next meeting date.
This is Teresa.
Go ahead.
And then Kim.
Teresa and then
go ahead, Kim.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm just thinking, you know, if we're going to have this, I would kind of like to know what exactly we are going to be, like, voting on. I don't want to leave it open to just, like, go on and on and on, subject to whatever. So what specifically do you think we need to vote on?
Okay. Well, maybe this would be a good moment for me to read out the agenda that I sent out about 45 minutes ago, and we can kind of decide which of these are pressing. One is status of the National Election Supervisor job applications and the membership list cleanup by the 5 stations. 2 is next steps with the timeline working group. 3 is next steps on cost-cutting measures, and there's several items under that, including the letter that we produced for non- Can whoever has a lot of background noise please mute? Can someone who has noise please mute their phone?
I've been talking about it too.
Lawrence, we can hear you.
Me and Tamara, we're over there and we're going to the
All right. Let me try to go on. The question of e-balloting. And whether to draft a request for proposals, whether to form a working group on cost-cutting, and some other proposals about cost-cutting, and then setting the next committee meeting date. And then the final item is more just to get input from members on the report that the PNB has asked for each committee to provide for their Thursday meeting, which a chunk of which will be devoted to reviewing the status of motions coming from committees. So that one is particularly time sensitive, so I would say that has to be done. And, of course, we have to set a next meeting. But I would propose it would also be good to move forward on a timeline working group and at least a group to start work on cost-cutting measures, even if we don't make any decisions tonight on which cost-cutting measures we want to support. So,
Janet.
No, I was on the stack.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Kim.
What is this about the PNB sending out that they need what? Because I didn't receive that.
Okay.
PNB requested stuff from committees?
Yes. The chairs of every committee were notified. Well, Margie, you could say, since you sent the notice.
Sure. I asked the chairs of the committees if they had any motions for us to consider at this meeting. And to forward, to let us know.
Okay, so Janet is next.
Just point of information. It would have been good if you had, you know, CC'd the secretaries, because they would generally have the motions in the minutes.
Good idea, thank you. I asked in the email if there was anyone else I should notify on the committee.
All right.
Okay, Janet?
Yeah, I think what might be the best thing would be to, most of the agenda items are sort of report backs, so it doesn't necessarily require decisions. I would recommend that we try to minimize, if not totally not make decisions, but at least get some updates. I have some additional updates to request. I won't say them now, but...
Okay.
Serene for the staff, please.
Okay, Serene.
Okay, so I would first like to propose that we end by 10, that we take the reports back and have some discussion. Certainly, I think we need to rejuvenate or reinstitute or reconstitute whatever the timeline task force. I would just also, I don't know how we're going to do it, maybe whether or not we have quorum by the end of the meeting, that I want us to take a quick look at some of the outstanding, some of the motions that were sent to the board that were never acted on.
Okay.
So my proposal is that we do proceed to have something of a meeting in 50 minutes.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't we do it this way? I'm going to propose that we, based on the last specific idea, that we meet for 50 minutes, and then, assuming this passes, then we'll go through an actual agenda as to which items to cover. So is there any objection to meeting for 50 minutes? Okay, hearing none, and that's adopted, and now we...
I'm sorry, I sort of do, yeah.
Okay.
I sort of,
right.
You know,
fine.
Like a meeting with votes and stuff, yeah, I sort of do. So
okay.
I just want to be on the record that I, you know...
Yeah, this is Teresa, yeah.
Okay.
I do, too. I can't see, I mean, unless it's really, really pressing, I can't see spending a lot of time voting on things that would need to be approved again.
Okay, well, let me just point out that the only things that I see there being any question about voting on is whether to have a group of people go offline in the next, you know, maybe couple weeks and do some work so that we don't waste the time between now and the next meeting. So it's not actually...
There's nothing to keep that from happening. We don't need to vote on that.
Well, actually, we need to, you know, we need to agree that people can do that and can go off and, you know, form a group that will be allowed to report back at the next meeting. It's not a major decision, but I think it is a decision we should take as a group. So
I have a point of information anyway.
Yes.
Didn't we delegate a certain amount of this work to the interim executive director? And if so, I mean, I'd like to know what we are authorized to do.
Okay, we didn't delegate anything, and we don't have the power to delegate. The PNB can do that if they want, but at this point...
But didn't the PNB ask the IED to get this done?
yes, they did. But at this point, the IED has continued, as prior EDs and IEDs have done, to ask this committee to use its expertise to bring about some very technical proposals, like the exact timeline that, you know, that we can do as close as we can to following the bylaws intervals, and how to cut costs and things like that. So it's a matter of using the committee for what it's here for.
Janet Kay.
Margie would like to be on the list.
Okay. Can whoever has background noise please mute? So I said Margie and...
Janet Kay. I've been trying.
Oh, sorry. Janet and then Margie.
Okay. As far as the timeline working group, the last time that this committee charged that group with meeting, the meeting didn't happen. So as far as I'm concerned, that still is in effect. That timeline working group can still meet. It's not like it was done.
Right.
So I don't think this meeting, where, you know, in this meeting we have to decide whether that, you know, we don't have to vote on it.
Okay.
Is my opinion.
Yeah.
Done? I'm done.
Go ahead, Margie.
Well,
and to the staff, please.
Okay, so I agree with Janet on that question. And I just want to say that the motion that was passed by the PMB directed me to do certain things and ended with the phrase, if feasible. And, of course, the money is an issue and has to do with feasibility, and that I think, you know, we have to this committee has to continue to function if that's going to happen. And I respect the work of the committee and consider myself a member of the committee.
Okay, Serene.
Okay, so I would urge us, since it's been 10 minutes of discussing whether or not we're going to discuss anything, to either, you know, to decide whether or not folks who want to stay on and do something should, and folks who feel it's not a good use of their time for this evening because we don't have quorum should not invest the time. And we should move forward with getting something done rather than simply discussing over and over again the process of whether we want to do something.
Okay.
Can
well,
we make
at a decision? This at this point, I'd like to go to a vote on the motion about holding at this point it would be a 45-minute meeting.
Well,
so,
this is Kim. You can't really do that in the committee, I don't think.
I am saying what I would like. I didn't say it must happen, but I do agree that if we keep talking about whether to have a meeting, we're not going to get anything done. So I think everyone has been heard who has an opinion.
Well, no, I haven't. I asked to be on the stack.
Okay, I didn't hear you, but go ahead.
Sorry. You know, as far as this committee that was already assigned to do their thing and they never met, just meet. Just go meet. We don't need, you know, to talk about it again and reassign them and just meet. Go ahead and, you know, that didn't meet, go meet. The main stopping point is we don't have money, we don't have an idea of what we have, and we always wind up back at the same spot. Well, we can do all this planning, but where's the money going to come from? And we have not gotten a definitive answer from the CFO. You know, he's the one that needs to be on here to say, okay, I have $250,000 that you can use for this. And as far as I can tell, for a year, this committee has been talking about cost-cutting ways. I don't
Janet,
see any more
point
of
order
in talking about it.
Okay.
So I don't know what more we can rehash here.
Okay, Janet, your point of order?
Well, I mean, that was... What I thought we were talking about was Bob's proposal about going forward with this meeting, whatever it would involve.
Right. Well, yeah, that's the only issue
rather than discussing specific issues.
So is
no,
there
but that
any...
was my argument against it. It's like, why,
okay,
you know, just go do it. Just,
okay,
you know.
No, I think we've heard you. So
yeah,
is there any objection to going to a vote right away on whether to have a 45-minute meeting?
Mark Hernandez joined.
Oh, Mark, hi, welcome. Okay. All right, so hearing...
What's the motion?
The motion is that in the absence of quorum, that we meet for 45 minutes to discuss some pressing things that we mainly reports, but perhaps, you know, how to move forward on some items. So, all right, Michael.
Janet Kay, point of order or something.
Yeah.
Based on my the names I have, we might have quorum at this point.
Oh, okay.
Check that.
Why don't we? I'll call the roll and see if we have 10 people. Teresa, just say here if you're here. Teresa Allen, are you here?
Present.
Okay. Carolyn. Fred. Jim's not coming. Maria Elena. Mark.
Here.
Cynthia. Kim.
Here.
Janet.
Present.
Hank's not coming. Bob is here. Frank. Michael, are you here? All right, he was here earlier. Lawrence?
Present.
Serene? Serene, I didn't hear it. Okay, Richard can't be here. Margie?
I'm here.
And Jane can't be here. So I believe that's 8, right? So we're still short of quorum. So now I'd like to go to a vote on the motion to have the meeting for 45 minutes. So I'm going to call
I'm sorry.
Who is that?
This is Serena. I got dropped again. You know, it's funny. I keep hearing funny electronic noises on my line, and then I show that I'm connected, but I can neither hear nor be heard.
Okay.
On virtually every PNB call.
All right. Okay. So
I get the same thing sometimes.
Now I'm going to call the vote on the motion.
Point of information.
Yes.
Did she not? Isn't that not part of the motion that we're going to end by 10?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. So a yes vote means we will go forward with the meeting till 10. A no vote means we won't, and all we'll do is set a next meeting and adjourn. Okay, so Teresa Allen. Can someone who has background noise please mute? Okay, go ahead, Teresa. How do you vote?
I'm going to pass.
Okay. Let's see. Mark.
I'd have to vote no.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I vote no.
You vote no. Okay. Let's see. Kim, are you there?
Sorry. I'm going to vote no.
Okay. Janet?
Well, I have a question. The meeting would just be to set the next meeting?
I'm saying if we vote down having a meeting, then the only thing we can do under Robert's rules is to set the next meeting. But if we vote yes, we can have reports.
Right.
And,
I vote yes.
Okay. I vote yes. Michael, are you there? Michael, I can't hear you. All right. Lawrence?
I vote yes. Lawrence votes yes.
Serene? Lawrence, please mute. Serene?
That's not me. I'm muted.
Oh,
so.
Sorry, Lawrence. Serene, I can't hear you.
Serene votes yes.
Okay.
So I voted yes. You got my vote?
Yes, I did. Thank you, Lawrence.
Okay.
Margie?
Yes.
Okay. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4 yeses and 2 noes. So then we're convening the meeting. Okay. So
5 yeses.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, so now the first item would be the...
Wait. Did Teresa vote? Because
yes.
I thought there were 3 votes.
Oh, right. Teresa passed.
Right.
Teresa, what's your vote?
You never came back to me. Are you there?
Sorry. What is your vote?
I'll say yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So can we start with a report from Margie on the National Election Supervisor job applications and also on the status of membership list cleanup at the five stations?
Sure.
Janet Kay, point of order.
Kind yes.
of. So it sounds like you're proceeding with the agenda you proposed, Bob, but I have other items I'd like reports on, so I don't know how to get that.
Oh, okay.
That in.
Go ahead. Mention them now, so we can just put them
as I'll try to do as quickly as possible.
No,
so,
just mention what the items are. Don't give the reports.
No, I know.
Yeah.
So, and I might have missed some of this, but there was a motion that was passed in April 2013 that for Janice Lane Ewart to do some research about e-voting, et cetera. And I wanted to know whether that actually happened, whether that research was done. That's one question, a report or question. Another is, what is the status of the motion that was passed at the last meeting about that Kim had, oh goodness, ouch, proposed, I think it passed, about getting information, money, monetary information about whether the elections could be paid for or how. And then I wanted to find out from Margie what the priority of financing the elections over dealing with other financial matters is. I don't know if Margie, it's not necessarily up to Margie to decide that, but maybe she can give us some kind of sense. And then I also wanted a report back from Michael on the NFC and the whatever financial decisions what might be related to elections. And then, I'll stop there.
Okay, all right, so.
This is Doreen.
Yes.
Okay. I would respectfully ask that if there's extra time after we're done looking at the motions, that we can get to this list of things, but that it's now 9:25. And unless every report back is 2 minutes, we're not going to get done.
Okay, well, actually, I think that at this point, since we're not going to be getting into substantive discussions about, how to cut costs and things like that, I think we actually will have time to get to all of Janet's questions, and they do bear on kind of where we're at in our working groups and so on. So I think, well, let me ask, is there any objection to putting those, right before setting the next committee meeting date? Or why don't we make it right after that, the four questions that Janet raised? Okay, hearing none, then that's added. So, all right, so let's move forward with Margie.
Foundation out from underneath them.
Can someone please mute who has talking in the background? Margie, go ahead with your report, please.
Okay. On the NES, I am reviewing applications and talking to people. I have, concerns and ideas, but I'm not ready to make a decision at this point. On the question of the station's readiness to do this, I have what I think is very good news. I've spoken to every GM and in some cases the person who's in charge of fundraising at various stations. All of the stations have their lists completely up to date because they're actually preparing to do fundraising mailings and have had their lists the address checked and deduped and all that kind of stuff. There are two stations that have problems with their staff. I'm sorry, except for WPFW, and I'm sorry there's nobody from W on the phone. I did not get a response from the IGM at WPFW. However, she reported not very long ago that they were working. When I had asked the GMs previously, she said, oh, yes, we're working on getting our list up to date. And that was like, you know, I don't know, 3 weeks ago. I can't remember. My mind is mush. But and so I think it's probably done there, but I was unable to get a firm commitment from anybody at WPFW. Both at KPFK, the report is that the staff list is in very good shape. They also have about 200 volunteers who achieve membership through volunteering at the station, and someone is working on an analysis of that right now to make sure that all of the people on the volunteer list have actually put in the hours required to become members. At KPFA, they're not quite ready with the staff list, but the paid membership list is totally up to date. They've sent out a mailing recently, so that's my report.
Okay, thanks, Margie. So, any questions for Margie? Okay, good. Then we can move on.
Teresa, hello.
Yeah,
one more
ahead.
Question. What did you say about T?
T is fine. At least that was the report I got. The membership list is up to date, and I guess you don't have a very complicated staff situation. You know, at K and A, there's paid staff, there's volunteer staff. It's complicated, so they have a harder time putting together those lists. But it's my understanding.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very
thank
welcome.
You.
Okay.
My pleasure.
So, the next item is the timeline working group, and I take the point that Janet made earlier that it is a standing working group, so we don't need a motion to authorize it, but I did want to check on status because I think it would be helpful for them to meet again. So who would be willing to convene the next meeting? It just means, you know, checking in with folks about available dates. And
I want to volunteer Janet Coburn.
I have to decline. I'm just way stretched, way overstretched. Sorry.
Okay. So
I can attend, but not to organize it. Sorry.
Okay. So I think Michael is not here and should therefore be given the assignment.
Teresa here.
Yes, Teresa.
We can't do a timeline unless we know how much money we have, right?
Oh, let me respond on that.
Go ahead.
Let me just say that the CFO is totally aware of the fact that not only us, but all kinds of people want to know what the situation is with money, and is working on that as part of the budget process. As part of the budget process, every station is looking at what money they currently have on hand. And it's not a pretty picture, I would say, but that is, you know, it is being looked at and considered. So I just wanted to share that. And the CFO has not been able to do the kind of financial report that he would like to do because he is, you know, preparing for an audit and trying to get us in shape to have the audit done as soon as possible.
This is Serene.
Okay, Serene.
I volunteer to send out the first email. I don't volunteer to call or nag, but I will send out the first email.
Okay, thanks, Serene. Hang on one second. If you can send the first email, and then was that Michael coming back? No. Okay. Michael, I can't understand you. Can you adjust your phone?
It's assuming I'm serving the committee. I don't think I can really understand this call.
Michael, you're muffled. It's impossible to hear you. Can you adjust at all?
I said the level of noise around me is too much. I can hardly hear what anybody's saying. I'm not going to stay in the call. I'm willing to serve on any task force that's set up.
Okay, would you be willing to convene the meeting? Michael?
I think he's gone.
Okay, all right. Well,
I'll send it.
Janet Kay. I got bumped from the call, so I don't know what happened when Serene was talking.
All right, that's fine. So Serene and Michael can talk offline about which of them can convene the meeting, and we'll go forward with the timeline working group. So,
but I wanted to be on the stack.
Yeah, I'm getting to that.
On that issue.
Yes. Okay, Janet.
Well, so the timeline working group, the charge was to come up with a timeline for an election to be completed in time for the seating of the new LSBs in December. I kind of doubt at this point that that's going to be possible, and there had been some discussions on this committee about somehow going into next year or combining next year's and this year's elections, et cetera, et cetera. I don't remember there being any decisions about that, but regardless, what I want to bring up is I'm wondering whether either the full committee or this timeline working group could discuss like a plan B of like the regular, the possibility of a regular election. And the plan B would be some other kind of possibility, and bring it to this committee that would possibly bring it to the PNB.
Serene, please.
Go ahead, Serene, and then myself.
Okay, the body that's meeting tonight can't make any decisions. The timeline group can meet, and we can decide to figure out plan A through Z. I mean,
okay.
I don't think that we need to spend time discussing it tonight.
Okay, was there any... that's somewhat close to what I was going to say. I mean, I think all options are open for the working group. And we need, you know, we need people to really sit down and tackle the details, tackle all the nitty gritty, and come back with some options for the committee to then vote on at the next meeting. So, did anyone else want to address anything else about Margie's report, or I'm sorry, we were on the timeline working group. Anything else on that, or are we ready to move on? Okay, all right. So next on the agenda is cost cutting measures, and so we're not going to get into the substance of them tonight, but the process for moving forward. Let me call on myself first, because I think that the area that there's been some discussion but no decisions on this committee has been about what to do about e-voting, whether to do it or so, in what way, and how, you know, should it be listeners, staff, whatever. So I think to move this conversation forward, it would be very helpful to have a working group that really studied, looked at some of the, a couple members of this committee have posted notices from certain companies that provided. I think people need to sit down and study what services the companies offer, the pros and the cons, and different ways of organizing it, and opt-in versus the opt-out. Michael had a motion that folks may have seen that I posted on his behalf a few minutes ago that, you know, for an opt-in approach. In any case, that's why I think it would be helpful to have a cost-cutting working group. So, any comments?
Janet Kay.
Go ahead.
Janet Kay, point of information. And so I had emailed Californians for Electoral Reform on August 4th, and I don't know if they responded because I told them to reply to you, Bob, and Margie, and I sent out a request asking if either of you had heard from them. I sent it out on August 21st, and I never heard back, so can you just tell me whether either of you got a reply from them? Because if not, I can resend out to them.
Well, on my behalf, I hesitate to say that I didn't get a reply from them. I get about 150 emails a day, and I
That's all?
And I do miss some. Well, I do a lot of screening. But and so I do miss some, I admit. But I don't, I think I would have noticed that one, and I don't recall getting one. I don't know whether Bob got one.
Yeah, no, I didn't, and I try to keep a close watch on my email, and I apologize, Janet, for not responding to you before, but
right.
I would definitely urge you to follow up with them.
Okay.
This is Kim.
Go ahead.
One thing I would like this group to consider is security. Okay.
Is that security?
Yeah, in the list of things to consider about e-voting, please put security on there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, no, I agree. That's always been a factor in every discussion we've had, and it needs to continue to be a factor, and it needs to be very carefully checked.
Look, that's the number one factor.
Yep. Okay. Anything else about setting up a cost-cutting working group? And by the way, it's not. I'm suggesting it not be limited to e-voting as far as ways to cut costs. There are other proposals different people have been making over the last few months, and I think this working group should sit down and go through them one by one and things about the whole the CART process and some other things that I'm not thinking of right at the moment, but it should really look at any possible way that's not going to sacrifice access or quality of the voters' information, but ways to cut costs. So, oh yeah, the question of the candidate statements printed and so on. So, other comments on setting up a working group? Okay. Well, so is there any objection to setting up a working group on cost cutting? Okay, hearing none, then the next question.
Janet,
point of information, this is Kim.
Yes.
I thought there was a working group for like a year.
That may have been last year, but to my knowledge, not this year.
Janet, okay.
Go ahead, Janet.
All right, so two questions. One, or the cost-cutting group would be a subcommittee of the election committee, is that correct?
Right, just like the timeline working group. It's
okay.
Technically, it's not a subcommittee. It's just a working group,
okay.
An informal group that does some research.
So, this, even though this group can't really make decisions, I'm going to make a recommendation that an email be sent to the whole committee saying that this was discussed during this meeting and that maybe the formation of this subcommittee be formed online before the next meeting or something like, or just discussed before the next meeting. And then,
sure. No, I mean, I was planning to do that anyway.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
That would be a matter of course. All right. So if there's no objection to forming this group, I'm willing to convene it. So who that's on the current call would be willing to attend a meeting? I mean, obviously, depending on the date, which, of course, I would poll people.
Lawrence will.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, well, think about it, and, you know, maybe folks might decide to join later. And, of course, as I said, I will send it out to the whole committee, that's people who aren't here. Okay, I guess that's it on the working group, the cost-cutting working group. Next is setting a next committee meeting. So what if we aim for about 2 weeks from now? And I'm looking at the KPFTX calendar, and on that week, that would be the week of October 13th. That Monday is free, and the Wednesday is free. Would anyone object to meeting Monday, October 13th?
Thought I already had a meeting that night. Wait a minute.
I have a suggestion.
Sure, go ahead.
Why don't we poll people? Why don't we agree now
It'll be either the 13th or you said the 15th is also open?
Right.
And just poll and see where we get the better response.
Okay.
Janet K.
Hang on one second. Margie, do you have the answer yet?
No, I don't have a meeting yet. It's okay. The 13th is okay. Wednesdays are very, very hard for me because I have family obligations every Wednesday.
Oh.
But I, anyway, it's difficult for me to do meetings on Wednesdays, but I'm fine with Monday the 13th.
Okay.
Janet Kay.
Go ahead, Janet.
Yeah, I suggest that we nail the 13th now and then...
take our lumps.
Yeah,
if we wait for polling or whatever, that might end up being taken by some other committee.
No, sign them both up. Sign them both up, and we'll cancel one. Sorry, strain for the stat.
Go ahead,
that's
strain.
That's a good idea.
I believe Monday is bad for some PFW people. I think they have a meeting on Monday, and they're missing this call because of the early scheduling of their board meeting. They're doing budget votes or something. So that's what I was suggesting. Polling.
Okay. Janet?
Yeah, I'm looking at the calendar also. KPFK, there's a KPFK Governance Committee meeting on that Monday, but it's at 10:30. And on Wednesday of that week, there's a KPFK LSB meeting, but that's at 10.
No, that's been canceled.
Oh.
Point of information?
Go ahead.
That Wednesday meeting was rescheduled for the 18th on a Saturday.
Right.
So that meeting's no longer
going
to happen.
It has.
Oh,
been.
Got
it.
I see. There's a new yellow code for canceling. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so the proposal has been made that we do a poll between Monday the 13th versus Wednesday the 15th. Any further discussion?
This is Mark. Yeah, I just want us to take Serene's suggestion that we now reserve both dates.
Sure.
Which we can do, and then cancel the one that we don't want, and that's fine with me.
Okay, yeah.
And
Yeah, go ahead.
Just quickly, and you know, we can agree to have the poll completed within 48 hours, so we're not tying up 2 days forever.
Right, right.
Okay. All right, so is there any objection to doing the polls with a 48-hour return date and my reserving both days right away?
Janet K., point of information?
Yes.
I'm sorry, who would put out the poll? You would?
Me.
Okay.
Okay, all right, mm-hmm. So then that's what I'll do, and so that's set. All right, the other questions that Janet had, let's see, the status of the motion on finances, and, well, we can't really get a report of the NFC because Michael is no longer on the call. And the priority of financing elections. I guess, Margie, are there any things you can tell us on either of those points?
Well, okay. I don't mean to be flip about it, but I think that right now, I hesitate to figure out how to say this. We're in pretty bad financial shape in the national office because the stations are not doing very well, and we're all, everyone's hopeful that the fund drives, which launched today at a number of stations, and there will be additional stations beginning fund drives next week, that those are, enormously successful and that we bring in a lot of money and that will at least ameliorate, if not solve, our financial problems. And so, quite frankly, the fact of the matter is that right now, all we can do is pay the most urgent bills. Urgency is based on a couple of things, one of which is people threatening to sue us, which it happens, I hesitate to tell you, all too frequently. I send those... I send the threats and the actual lawsuits to the board, and I think the board knows that There have been a number of them recently. Personally, for me personally, elections are just about at the top of my list in terms of priority. What we need to do, because I think, you know, it has to do with the organization and our vision of the organization and how it is supposed to function. That's all I can say about that. And we have to have that discussion. Somewhere we need to have a conversation that is, you know, calm and thoughtful and forward-looking, that deals with the question of what are our priorities, how do we set our priorities, what do we mean by priorities, what do we hope to accomplish. And George Ryder is very anxious to have that conversation, and so, you know, and he has a proposal, so I hope that very soon the PMB will talk about that. That's all. I'm done.
Okay, thanks, Margie. I'm looking at the clock, and we only have about 10 minutes left, so I would propose that we now go to the list of motions that that this committee adopted in 2012 and 13 that the PNB has not acted on, and I just want to quickly review them. This is not for a vote. This is just for input for me in my capacity as chair as I respond to the request from the chair, from the PNB chair, to provide a list of which motions are still, you know, active, which we want the board to consider and which we don't, because my basic recommendation is going to be that these are all in one way or another either moot or that we need to reopen them because they're 2 years old and there's a lot, you know, that we need to rethink. So if there's no objection, I'd like to just use the next 10 minutes to go through them pretty quickly. I don't think it'll take that much discussion.
I not only do I propose the, going in opposite order, going from the present back rather than starting the old ones going forward, but I had, there were two other questions that I had. I emailed them, and one of them had to do with a motion that this committee passed at the last meeting, from my understanding. So I wanted to get a report back on that, and then about the motion that was listed in the agenda from April 2013.
Yeah. Well, actually, your last point is exactly one of the ones covered by an item that's on the PNB's agenda, so that can be covered there. And as far as the one we passed last month, I think Michael just sent it out. You all would have seen that 2 days ago.
I missed it. Sorry.
Yeah. So it just went out to the PNB. So I don't think in 48 hours anyone has had time to, you know, respond in any formal way. So, Margie, is that
especially when you're out picketing at the port?
Yes.
Sorry. All right.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Serene.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we need to have all Janet's questions reiterated. We heard them earlier, and we need to deal with the committee motions because the PNB is going to be looking at them, you know, in a couple of days. No, Janice hasn't ever sent any reports to the full board. I don't know if she ever did it. The work. The question has been asked of her before. I don't recall seeing any response. But, you know, you can send an email to her asking her that. Can we do the committee's work?
Okay. Well, that's actually one that's on the list. So let's go through them now. So moving from most recent backwards, the first one is a general motion that the committee reaffirms and recommends to the PNB that it reassert to the interim ED, that is the national board that is in effect, quote, the foundation, and that she be guided accordingly in all future actions, and this is concerning the calendar for elections. This was passed originally in 12, I think repassed in 13, in a different context. I mean, we now have a PNB that has instructed the IED to move forward. So in my book, this motion seems moot at this point. Anyone else have an opinion?
I agree.
Okay. All right. The next item is not a motion. It's just the election committee is requesting an update from the IED on the status of reports by local election supervisors on the conduct of the 2012 elections. We got that report. I think four of them submitted. One of them never did. So that's a moot point, too. The third one is requesting a status update from the PNB on implementation by management of the motions about list cleanup. We just got that from the IED a few minutes ago, so I don't think we need to ask the PNB for that because we got it. And also request a status update on the research carried out by directors on e-voting providers, which is the motion that that Janet mentioned a minute ago that was passed in 13 that Janet Lane-Ewart was going to follow up on. So I agree with Serene that somebody could simply email her and ask her if she has any research she could share. So, Janet, if you'd like to take that on, that would be fine. You want to do that? Janet, are you there?
Okay, I was on mute. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so next, moving to 2012 motions, there's just a repeat of the one I said earlier about the general policy on timetables, so that's, you know, we've already discussed that. The second one is procedures for processing complaints about alleged violations of fair campaign provisions. And so it's just a series of processes that should be followed on complaints. I think it's a fine idea. I don't think, given where we're at with the election process now, that this is a priority. I know the PNB has a lot on its plate, so my suggestion would be to tell them, you know, this is still something at some point they should get to, but it's not exactly a high priority. Any other opinions?
That's good.
Okay. Number three is adequate time for on-air candidate forms, and the gist of that is urging the managers at the five stations to ensure that the on-air listener candidate debates allocate at least 1 hour for each five candidates. Again, I still think it's a good idea, that what the committee said 2 years ago, but it's not exactly a priority at this moment for this Thursday's meeting to take it up. Again, any disagreement on that?
No disagreement.
Hang on, Lawrence. Serene
okay,
speaking.
Sure.
Go ahead, Serene.
Sorry. So it would be very useful to us to get the proposed dates of each station's winter drive. Since whenever the
election. That sounds like my job. I'll do that.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, that's it. I don't need to go on and on. That's okay.
Okay. Lawrence?
I just want to, you know, add that they, you know, since a lot of places that may be holding, a lot of stations that may be holding elections may have more than five candidates on any given form. I'm looking at KPFK, and we have to elect the whole board, so we may have to have more than five candidates on one form, so just wanted to mention that.
Well, if I can give my own opinion, I think it's fine if we want to reopen this question at a later meeting. I personally think the part of the context for this motion being adopted 2 years ago was that some stations were jamming in eight, and if I recall, even 10 candidates into 1 hour, which just doesn't give anyone a chance to articulate much of anything. So I think it was a sound motion that the committee passed. But, of course, like anything else, we can always revisit it, you know, not tonight. So, all right. So if there's nothing else on that, can I move on to the next motion, which is about term limits and election results? It came out of a very unique situation at WPFW because of the fact that in the 2012 election that the entire board was up because the preceding election did not meet quorum. So the question was, how do you allocate the winners for all 24 seats? And, you know, the decision was made about, you know, the highest vote getters got the 3-year term, the lowest the next batch got the 1-year term. and then what to do about that. So without getting into all the merits and the arguments and this and that, I would just say clearly this was designed for a particular moment, a particular circumstance, and we should certainly revisit the policy question because the KPFK has a similar situation in the next election. But certainly we wouldn't want to bring this forward to the board this week. Any disagreement with that?
Okay, so I just to be clear, we're gonna say to the board that both the CART policy and the processing of results are things that the committee is going to look at again, or yeah, revise and send forward again.
The CART policy is not on this list, although I found some other motions.
That's what you just read.
No, that was the
forum.
The CART
policy, forum policy. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, forum we'll revisit, and this, term limits and
results thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, results. Okay. Any other comments on that one? Okay. Counting of blank ballots. Move that the PNB adopt a policy that, in keeping with longstanding practice, in all elections held in Pacifica, blank ballots shall be counted toward quorum. That's, in my opinion, is another one that was a fine idea and could just be adopted, but again, there's no urgency to adopt it this week. We can think about it more and decide if we just want to, you know, stick with our recommendation of 2 years ago or modify it or whatever.
Bob, can I just ask a question? I'm
sure.
Surprised to hear that come up as an issue, because I would think that blank ballots would be like abstentions, and where did that? Okay, never mind. Somebody tell me where that came from.
Well, no, I can say real quickly. I believe that the, well, my memory may fail me. I thought the NES actually asked us for guidance because, he could see kind of both sides of the argument, and there were, people are advocating both positions. So he asked the PNB to weigh in on it so he would be guided accordingly.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So is there any different opinion about just counting that in the category of, you know, these are perfectly, you know, reasonable motions, but they don't need to be acted on now?
Right.
Okay. All right. Now, then I did find this other list, which we don't have to discuss tonight. They were other motions that somehow, you know, haven't made it to the last few months of PNB agendas, but maybe I didn't resubmit them this year. In any case, they mainly have to do with CART policy during the election, and so none of them are time sensitive. They're all in the email I sent to the committee a couple hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about how many CARTs must be played. What else? Let's see. I think that's right. Oh, and then there was a motion, to change the number of on-air forums, because there was actually, believe it or not, in the policy passed in 2009 by the PNB, it actually required three on-air forums during each election. So in other words, each candidate.
I'm sorry, point of personal privilege?
Yes.
I need to say goodnight.
Okay, goodnight.
Thank you, guys. Bye. Thank you. Take care. Bye.
So these are all issues that, as the election gets closer, I would say we should definitely revisit all of this as a committee, but we certainly don't have to. I mean, it's not in any condition to be dealt with by the board. But I just want to, you know, as an FYI, so everyone knows that's some other unfinished business that we should get to at some point, but we have plenty of time before this becomes an issue.
You're getting fuzzy.
Did you hear my last sentence?
Barely.
Okay, I said, I think these items can all wait till they become more relevant to the election process. So I'm just putting them out there, FYI. We don't have to do anything about any of this, and certainly the PNB doesn't have to do anything about them. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so it's 10 o'clock. We've got through all our business, miraculously, and so I think the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.